Well, yesterday we started the sugya above it in Nishtim Lenashe. We spoke about a case where Reuven saw his watch in Shimon's house and he wanted to take it back. It'd be a big tircha to go to Beis Din to take him to Beis Din. He might even possibly lose it, but even if he wasn't worried about losing it, he just was worried about the tircha of it. So the halacha was that Avi Inishtin Lenashe, Reuven had the right to take the law into his own hands and take his watch back from Shimon. We said further, even if it's going to involve physical force or physical damage to the property, that's permitted if there's no other way of getting it out. He can't use excessive force, he can't call him names, he can't do more than is necessary, he can't feel like he's just taking revenge on him, he has to just be doing the force he needs to take back the object, and that is permitted. We spoke about the Nesivus, I'm not sure if it came out clear, but the Nesivus holds that this second part, this heter to physically hurt someone, only applies when there would be a hefsid, when you would lose money. He said the filik between whether it was metalkalin stolen or karka stolen. If it's metalkalin stolen, he said that's when you can use physical force because the person will run away and sell it, you won't have it anymore. If he's trying to steal your house or your property, so there he's not causing any irreparable loss. You know it's your house, you'll just take him to a vest and then you'll get it eventually. So there the Nesiva said that you couldn't use physical force in such a case. It's only where you would be suffering a loss. Others disagree with the Nesivas, but that's what the Nesivas holds. Now, the one important condition in taking the law into your own hands, we said, was you have to be able to prove in court that this is yours. This far it was, that you're taking the place of Dayanim. Just like Dayanim would paskin through certain proof that this item is yours, you have to be able to have that same proof before you can go take the law into your own hands and certainly to hit the person. You can only do it when you'd be able to prove it in Beis Din that this object is yours. If you have no proof, you just know it's yours, so then you're not allowed to take the law into your own hands. However, we said the Chiddush of the Sma, the Shach and Taz agree with it, that suppose you don't have a proof. If you don't have a proof, so you still have an option. You have an option to sneak in the house without any witnesses seeing you take it, and then you have a migu. You have a migu that you could have said, believe me to say that I took my own object back, because if I wanted to lie, I could have said I never went in at all and there's no witnesses that saw me go in. That's the sort of the smah who holds it's legal to do such action, also sneak in and take it. Others disagree with the smah, but the shach taz agree with him, and the most contemporary post can bring it as a viable option. We concluded that even though there's a Gemara Ben Bagba that says it's not so nice to sneak into someone's house, it makes you look like a ganav, it seems like that's just an Eitzah Tova, but we don't really paskin that way, and it's not a halacha, and therefore that's discounted in halacha. Tonight we're going to talk about where it's not a theft, but it was a loan. There was a loan that someone had taken out. Tonight's case is an actual case. This is from the Piskei Din Rabbanim. It's happened in the Bezin of Haifa. And the case was like this. I'm going to simplify the case for our purposes. It's a 15-page shula. We'll make it simple just for our purposes. Reuven borrowed money from Shimon. Reuven borrowed $1,000 from Shimon, and Shimon didn't pay back. 4 years went by, and Shimon hadn't paid back yet. So Reuven went, and he took the tires off of Shimon's car, and he said, I have your tires. If you want your tires back, give me it was actually $500, because it was two people he loaned. Give me back the $500 that you owe me, and then I'll give you your tires back. So he says, I'm holding your tires, I'm holding your wheels, give me back my $1,000, my $500, give me the money. And Shimon said, I'm sorry, if I pay you the $1,000, what's going to happen? Everyone I owe money to is going to do the same trick, they're going to take off my wheels and threaten me, so I'm not going to give you the money back. So Shimon went and bought new tires, new wheels. Now Reuven has these tires, so he wants to at least keep them or force him to pay at this point. So what is the halacha? Does he have a right to force Shimon to go to a din Torah now and say, Shimon, look, take your tires back, give me the $1,000. Shimon says, not only do I don't want to pay you back the $1,000, I want you to keep those tires, and I want you to pay me damages because I missed 2 days at work while I was trying to find new wheels to fit this one, and you cost me money, and so you have my tires to pay for the loan, and I want you to pay me for being masik me. And somehow the case was, it was lucky that it could have been a sakana. I guess if he hadn't realized the wheels were off and he started the car and started driving, he might have fallen off. I don't know, it says they put him in sakana even. I'm not sure exactly what the case was. Maybe like, you know, they had these driveways that were overlooking the, you know, the next five floors down. But that's the case. So in other words, simplifying it for our purposes, we're not going to get into the part of the hezek. If someone owes me money because I lent him $1,000, I lent someone $1,000, can I go and take the law into my own hands by taking his property? Just like last week we said, if he stole my watch, I can go into his property and take my watch back. Can I go and steal $1,000 from him? I see his wallet around. Can I take $1,000 out of his wallet? Can I take the law into my own hands and by taking his property, just like we said last week? Okay, so really it should work, but there's a halacha that applies specifically to loans, to people who borrowed money. And that's in Mishnah Bar Metzia, Daf Kuf Yud Gimel Amud Aleph. Hamalve es chaveiro. Someone lends money to his friend. Lo yimashkenenu ela bebeisin. If he wants to take a security, he can only do that if it's in Beis Din. And lo yikones lebeis litamashkano. And he can never go into the borrower's house to take a security. Shenemar, because the pasuk says in Ki Seitze b'chutz tamu. You have to stand outside while the borrower goes into his house and gets you the security. The Gemara says even further. Amar Shmuel shliach ves, and even if it's an agent of the court. Minateach natuchi in. Even he's not allowed to go into the house of the borrower. They can only, if they see the borrower in the street holding something, so the basin can grab something from him in the street. Mashkuni lo, but they're not allowed to go into his house to take a mashkin. That's a special halacha, the rights of achutz tamod, that someone who lends money is not allowed to grab something from the borrower's proper possessions. At this point, the shiur is over, and that's what the Rush. I'm continuing the Rush. What the Rush said last week on the sugya in Bava Kama and Chav Zayin in the sugya of Ovid Inish Dinil Lanavshi, he said, "Dafka imbal ligzol mimeno." The only time you have a right to take the law into your hands is if the person is coming to steal from you. Oshera chepesh lebi yado, or you see your object in his hands or in his house. Hu darmin anachi. That's when we say that you have a right to take the law into your own hands. But to take a mashkan, to take a security for a loan that he owes him, you have no permission. We have a Mishnah that we just learned. Someone lent money to his friend. He can't take a mashkan from him. He can only do it through Bezdin. Maka Misha says it's a Xeris al-Kosov, even though we have a rule of Yishtinil and Nafshe, it's a Xeris al-Kosov, that you can't take the law into your own hands when it comes to a mashkun. We'll see, the Maka Yosef says a different Svara, but that's what the Maka Misha says at this point we have. So, based on that, the Rivash says that if you have a loan, you're not allowed to walk into the person's house to grab any property. This is passed by Shulchan Aruch and Simon Sadi Zion, Hilchos Havah, that you're not allowed to walk into someone's house to take a mashkin. Only Besen has the right to send a shliach to take something from him or from the street. And based on that, the Shulchan Aruch in Simon Dalit, our Simon that we started last week, says, even though we have a din that a person is allowed to take the law into his own hands, mikamakam eilo reshus lemashkan avachovo, he has no right to take a mashkan for the debt. Right, that's halacha l'maisa pasim by the Shulchan Aruch. There is no right to take the law into your own hands when the person owes you money as a result of a loan. Okay, so that really would be the end. You have no right to do it. This is a halacha. Last week we said if you have if he stole something from you, or he's about to steal something from you, so then you can take your object back. That's no problem. This week we're saying if it's a loan, you have no right to take it back. And we'll see the rest of the time, we'll find some ways, some aces, but there is no halacha that you can take the law into your own hands. Next week, we're going to talk about all the cases in between. You know, many times people owe us money because we sold them something and then they didn't pay us, or we worked for them and they didn't pay us, or they stole something from us and got rid of it. It's already gone and now they owe us the money for it. So that's what we're going to talk about next week, just to keep the cases straight. This week we're talking about debts that people owe us as a result of a loan. That I lent him $1,000 and he didn't pay me back. The halacha lemaisa, Shulchan Aruch says clearly, I have no right to grab his property as a mashkan to take it back. So there's a Shari Mishpat that says, just like last week, the Sma gave an Eitzah of going in without Eidim and taking the property to say you have a Migul. The Shari Mishpat says, you have that Eitzah here also by a Halvah. Even though he owes you money through a loan, and you're not allowed to take a mashkan, but if you go and no one's watching, and then you have a Migul, you can do that to have some sort of Migul. And all the Achronim reject that out of hand, the Ketzos especially. Ketzos's lashon is ro'isi rabim is chachmim b'zeh. I saw a lot of people trying to be smart. Litvos mechavero is a chepet. They want to grab something from their friend, some object. B'shleishu yiro migu kodem bo l'din. So they'll have a migu before they come to the din Torah to win the case. V'lav shafer avdi. They're not doing properly. V'korevli iser Torah. It might even be an iser Torah imu ayde tisa if they grabbed it. That'll be the iser lo sovel abeso. V'ayin b'simin sari zayin. B'sham mevor in simin sari zayin. The Ketzos HaChoshen says, over there it's Mavur Aslan Sad Kulu, is that we have some way out. Abaha Yasharim Bilivosam, but if you have a straight heart, Ainlam Lahok, you shouldn't rely on this method I'm going to tell you in Simon Sadi Zayin. Okay, what's this Eitzah of the Ketzos? The Ketzos has an Eitzah based on an Emuka Yosef, who's quoting the Rabbeinu Tam. And the Rishonim had this kasha. We have a rule of it in the, you could take the law into your own hands when you know you're right and you could prove that you're right. You don't have to bother going to the Bezin. Bezin will be happy also, one less thing for them to do. You could take the law into your own hands. So why is there, how can there be a halacha, a Mishnah saying that I can't take the law in my own hands when I lent the person money? What's the difference if he stole it from me or if I lent it to him? Either way, he owes me the money and I want to take the law in my own hands and take it. So the Rabbeinu Tam gives two terutzim. Well, let's just see it inside. Being Tomar, on this halacha, Amin and Beharik Amaniyak, David Inish Dinil and Avshay, Betirit, the Rabbeinu Tam answered. Answer number one, Dahainu Bekli Shal Atzmo. When we said that you could take the law into your own hands, that's very, very limited, and that's what we'll see more next week. According to Rabbeinu Tam, it's limited only to a case where someone has your object. You have the right to say, you have my object, I'm taking it back. Anything else, if he owes you money, he owes you money. For whatever reason there is, you have no right to take the law into your own hands. Or even if he stole your watch, but now he sold it, and it's not there anymore. You want to take $100 from him for your watch, you have no right to do it. It's only when you're taking your object back. That's the first answer. That's not Nogea this week. The second answer, though, is Inami. Kishababa Teres Gevia. When we said that you're allowed to take the law into your own hands, that's when you're collecting the object that he owes you, and you're making a collection. You owe me $1,000, I'm taking $1,000 back. That I'm allowed to do. But over here, by a loan, we're talking Shebava Teres Mashkin. When I take the tires off his car, I'm not trying to collect the tires. I don't want tires. I want money. What I'm doing is I'm taking this as a mashkin. I'm not going to give your tires back until you pay me the $1,000 that you owe me. So, and that's where the halacha is, that you're not allowed to take the law into your own hands. That's the halacha of the isser of mashkin, is only when you're taking it as a mashkin. But if you, even though you're the money he owes you is a result of a loan, you're the malva, you're the creditor, and he owes you money, $1,000. If you would take something from him, v'taras gevia, you're doing it as a way that you want to collect from him. I'm doing it to collect money from him, that this is what I'm going to take as payment for the loan. So then, it would work. The Ktos says, I mean, the Rabbeinu Tam says, and the Ktos says, that would work. However, the Ktos argues with that also, and he says, it might be theoretically a good idea. It's a theoretically good chiddush chiluk that the Rabbeinu Tam is saying between a case of a theft where I'm collecting it and a case of a loan where I'm just taking a mashkon. And but so you want to say, so the same thing, if I collect from the lova, from the debtor, that'll be okay also. But how can you make that collection without a bezin? Because you're taking tires. How much are the tires worth? I say they're worth $1,000, and he says they're worth $5,000. Who decides? The bezin has to decide. But you can't, that, you, it, as if it's cash, you're taking cash back, everyone knows what it's worth, then maybe that would be okay. But to take an object of the lova, which requires a shuma of the bezin has to assess what that object is worth. So even though theoretically this would be an option, but the Ktos says practically it's impossible because you don't have the right to make that assessment. That requires a bezin. In other words, theoretically you can say, okay, I'm taking the tires because I'm collecting them. That's what I'm going to take for my payment. But that's not you can't do that because you have to get an assessment from a bezin. So that's, the Ktos disagrees with you. I mean, the Rabbeinu Tam never said it, that you could do a lemaisa. He disagrees with using that eitzah, lemaisa. And that's what he meant. He said, you know, there is such an eitzah, but Yeshan believe us, some Elam Lahaka, they shouldn't use that. Dimir Bina, even though he says, you know, Ktos argues with this eitzah, but he says, even the Ktos should agree in a case like this. What's the problem with taking a mashkon? The problem with taking a mashkon is that what I'm doing is, it's a security. What's the security? It means I want to be secure. Why do I want to be secure? I mean, because really I want to collect money from you. I lent you $1,000. I want $1,000 back. I'm taking a security to make myself feel secure that you'll pay me the $1,000, and I'm holding this thing that's worth $5,000 or $2,000 or even $1,000 until you give me the money. Right? That's also to do. If I take it as payment, so then it's okay. The Ktoso didn't like that so much because, well, Bezdin has to make a Shuma, what right do you have to do it? You're not a Bezdin. So the Yimei Bina says, I have a way to get around that. Take the tires and really take it as payment. What does it mean you're taking it as payment? And this is the part he puts in that you really need to do. What's it mean to make a payment? That means I'm taking the tires as payment, and even if I lose them, your debt is canceled because you paid me. Same thing, if you pay me the $1,000 and on my way home I lost the money, I can't go back to you and say, look, I lost the money on the way home, please pay me again. Look, I paid you and you lost the money, it's your loss. If I have a security, so then it depends how I lost the security. If I'm a Shomer Sachar, so if I lose the bonus, it's an unavoidable thing happens to me, I'm not chayiv for that, and you still have to pay me the money. Right? The security doesn't pay the loan. But if I take the tires, I take your property as this is payment, and now the loan is finished. I'm completely the mevatel of the loan. You pay me back now. However, we do need to assess how much the tires are really worth. So you know what I'm doing? I'm going to take them directly to Beis Din and say, look, Beis Din, I canceled the loan. He paid me, but I need to know how much these tires are really worth so I can give him the difference, or if there's no difference, so I'll know that I don't owe him anything. So in that case, the Imrei Bina says, even the Ktos should have no objection. The Ktos's only objection was, how can you act as a Bezdin to assess what they're worth? But you don't have any right to do that. So Imrei Bina says, don't. So don't assess. Just take the tires, take them straight to Bezdin and say, Bezdin, here are the tires, he owes me money, I could prove it, but he's running away and I don't want to be matriarch the Bezdin, I don't want to be matriarch myself. I took the tires, I've canceled the loan. Even if these tires are worth $300, I'm not going to go try to get the extra $700 because I'm taking this as payments in full, but I'm worried that maybe it's worth more than he owes me, so I'd like you to assess them, so I'll give you back that extra money. So this, in Rabino holds, is possible to do. It could be the Ktos would even agree with it too. There's no what? Okay, so they'll ask him, doesn't ask the, he's not a nigna, he's a lova. Right, he wasn't paying. They go to a Bezin. The Bezin will go say, okay. And to us, it looks like it's worth $1,000. Let's give the Lobo a call. Maybe he has some reason why they're worth more. You know, they'll do that. And that's the Bezin's job. Whereas what you're doing is you're using the discovery of the Ketzos, using the Rabbeinu Tam saying that that's the chilek between Gezel, is you're taking it as payment, and over here you're just taking it as a mashkin. That's the issue. But if you would find some way of taking property from the Lova as payment, so then you'd be okay, because that would be like the same thing as if you took back your object. You're taking it as payment. The problem was, it so said, was what right do you have to make that assessment yourself? You can't do that. You need a Bezin to do this. So it may be an assessment. Good. So take the tires. Make sure you really cancel the loan. I mean, the Ketzos would have to do that. That means that this is your collection. Don't pay me $1,000. Pay me these tires. Even if they're worth $100, that's the payment. I'm never going, even if I lose them on the way, with an onus, I get held up by gunpoint and I can't chase away the robbers. You're finished. When I took these tires, your debt is gone. Now, but I have to assess them, so I'll take them straight to Bethan and they'll assess them for me. And that would seem to be okay. That's the first Eitzah you have. It's not so convenient, but it is an Eitzah. That you can't, even though there's a din again taking a mashkan, this is one way out suggested by the Achronim to take it as payment and directly go to Beis Din to make the assessment. Don't make the assessment yourself. There's one other possible way to get out of it, out of the issue. Once again, when it's a loan, you're not allowed to go into his house to take money, and this, it seems to be the Ramah is giving us this Eitzah based on the Ravash, and that is, suppose, you know, years go by and you're friendly with him anyway. You know, people don't lose friendships just because of money all the time. You know, there's someone, this was years ago, that someone told me that these two guys playing tennis over there, he stole $10,000 from him in his partnership. And so why is he still playing tennis? Because look, I lost the $10,000, I don't want to lose the friendship. And he owed him $10,000. Okay, so years go by, and he forgot about it. You know, he'd rather have the friend than the money. But then one day, they're good friends, and he says, I'd like you to wash my car, I'm going on vacation for a few weeks, can you wash my car? Then you figure like this. Okay, I was never really mochel on the $10,000, I just wasn't worth me bother losing a friendship. He still owes me the $10,000, so I'll take the car that he gave me and I'll sell the car to get my $10,000 back. Right? In other words, I'm not going into his house to take anything. He gave it to me. I have a pikadon of his. He gave me his watch or his car or his cash. You know, I have to go I have to go somewhere. Can you hold the cash for me while I'm on vacation? I still want to leave it in the freezer, right? Because then they'll throw the chickens away. And then, you know, the story we had, that was our first year, right? He had kept money in the chicken in the freezer, and then the neighbor was washing the house. He unplugged the plug because of waste of electricity, and then he smelled the chickens were rotting, threw away the chickens along with the $10,000 hidden in there. So he didn't want to do that. He said, here's $10,000, please wash it for me. So now, whoever it is, Reuven says, okay, it's $10,000. He owes me $10,000. I won't give it back. So the Rivash says,
he's a
shomer,
no?
He's a shomer, yeah. Well, I'm just not going to give it back to you because you owe me money. You lent me money, and I'm taking, I can't take a mashkin from your house.
Could he drive the car?
Well, let's say, he can't drive it. He'll sell the car and take the cash. Well, let's say he gave him cash to watch. It's easier. He gave him the $10,000 to watch. Okay, so you're right. I have to give it back. I'm a shomer. But you owe me money, so I can't go take a mashkin from you because I'm not allowed to go into your house. But I'm not going into your house. What I'm doing is, you gave it to me. I'm saying, I'm not going to give you back your car. I'm not going to give you back your cash or the cash I'm keeping because that's what you owe me. So Rivash says, the Gaonim said, this is an eitzah you can use. You're allowed to hold a pikadon that's in your hand, liton olav, to make a claim on it, if the other person owes you money, you can hold on to that pikadon that he gave you to save money that he owes you. But basically, you know, he could win the court in Bezdin, but we say all along, you could take the loan to your own hands, even though you wouldn't suffer no loss, it would just be a tircha. So that's what the Rivash says. And the Ramah says over here, even though we said, the Shulchan Aruch said, you can't take the law into your own hands for a chov, but the Ramah says on the spot, v'yesh omrim, this is the Rivash. If you don't have to go to his house or to his property himself and pull something off of him, it's already yours. You already have it. You're already holding it as a pikadon. A matzah biyad acher, or someone else is washing it for him, then mutzah l'tafso, you're allowed to take it. So that's what the Ramah paskens. The Yamshel Shlomo says it's really true. This is a real halacha. You can. He says it's not even caught up in Inishdilanashi. Of it, Inishdilanashi is when I'm going and doing something. Here I'm not doing anything. I'm just keeping what you gave me. Now the Ktos, once again, he says, Gabi Pikadim Mashma Deleka Iser Klau. If it's a Pikadim that you're holding, it's Mashma, there's no Iser at all. Afo, Tachas Yadit, hold it under your hand. Kamash Kosam Arshal, like the Mashal wrote. Avo, Medire HaZohar Mevuar. The Zohar holds its mamish aser. We'll see the Zohar in a second. Another lashon of the Ketos. It might be mutter, but the Zohar says not to do it. And therefore, if you're baal nefesh, it's something that you should really not do. What's the Zohar? So on the other side of the handout, the Zohar Chadash goes like this. Amar Rav Shimon. Rav Shimon said, "V'chol laila v'laila." Thank you. Every night. Kutshav Rihu Mechanish Lenishmasayu Hashem renews our nishamas. Hadhu Diksiv Asapatik in Eicha Chadoshin Labekorim Rabba Amunosecha. Hashem, we say Modani Lupanecha, we gave Hashem our nishamas a pikadon, and he gives it back to us in the morning. That's every night we give our nishamas to Hashem as a pikadon, and he gives it back. Omer of Yitzchok said, Afilu Kol Adam Nami Bahayama. Everyone in this world, Noyim B'Shinasu Cholayla, goes to sleep every night. Finish Masay Salkas La'ela. His neshama goes up into the Shamayim. Finish Takchas V'Kama Chiyuv V'Kama Kushubicho. And then Hashem starts thinking, I have this neshama here as a Bikadon, and he really owes me a lot. This person did a lot of aveiros. So what Hashem do? Hashem could say, look, he owes me a lot. Why should I give him back his neshama? Umehemusa Rabbi the Kutchabrichu, to Hashem's great amuna, his great trustfulness, faithfulness, Asile Lagufa, he gives the person back his neshama anyway. But Mechanishlo Kutchabrichu, and not only does he give it back, he even makes it new. The Lama Wai, Mishin Rabbi Munasachi, he shines it up and gives it back, he doesn't keep it because he owes the money. Umikan, from here we learn, Shahamis Chayev Imaman Lachaveiro, if someone owes money to his friend, and his friend has something in his hand that he could really hold on to keep for the payment, he is not allowed to hold that pikadon for his friend to pay him back. So this is the Zohar Chodesh that the Ktos brings. The Radvaz brings a similar, he might even be bringing this one, but there's another one in Midbar they bring. So the Ktos says it could be mikrad in its mutter, but hashkafically, if you start playing around with a person's pikadon, then Hashem might do the same thing to you. Right? It's a strange halacha. In halacha, we wouldn't use such a svara, but he says, afi hashkafa, if you do this, it might not be so healthy for you. Then he says also, he brings from a riva, there might be a svara to it also, afi halacha. And that is, if you take a pikadon from someone, you say, okay, I'll watch the $10,000 for you. So now you have an obligation to give it back to him, because he said, I'm going to watch it for you, which implies I'm going to pay it back to you. If you end up not paying it back to him, so then you're being moved off, you're being over on what you said. You can't lie, then you'll be lying. You'll be misusing his trust. So it could be that there's even an issue of even sort of theft if you do. You're taking it under false pretenses. But anyway, the ktos holds that's not a proper thing to do. And many, many poskim go with this ktos and say, well, the ktos poskins it, and we, a bal nefesh, shouldn't do it. However, there are ways out of this problem also. First of all, the chidah says, Bricha Yosei brings from the Ramami Pano, that this whole concept, this whole hashkafa applies only where he already owes you the $10,000, and now he gives you this bikadon, and you take it under false pretenses, and you end up saying, instead of paying back the bikadon, I'm going to keep it for the money that he owes me. But suppose the bikadon came, he already had given you the bikadon, $10,000 to watch earlier, and he says, you know, here's $10,000 to watch, you know, and then you're holding it for him, and then he says, oh, by the way, I need to go to the market, can you lend me some money? And you lend him the money and he doesn't pay you back. So the pikadon came prior to the loan. So in that case, the chidah says it's mutter to use the pikadon as a way, as a mashkon for the loan. And the svara is, the halacha psuka gives a svara. He says, because we can say, once I'm holding on to this mashkon of his, and now he asks me to lend him some money, we could say that in my mind, why am I lending him the money? Because I'm holding on to a pikadon. It's like a mashkin at the time of the loan. So we don't have this problem that the Ktos is talking about from the Zohar HaKadosh, that it's, you know, not, it's not fair. It's like I'm holding a pikadon and he owes me money, so Hashem's going to do it to me. Here I gave the loan, almanas, that it should be a mashkin. It's not really a pikadon. So that's the Chidah says such a svar in Halach. So it says, if you look at the Ramah, the Ramah's mashkin that way also, because the Ramah's lashon said like this. The Ramah said, "If you don't have to take it as a mashkin, ki hu kavar eslo b'pikadon. It was already by you as a pikadon, and the drasha he's saying is ki hu kavar eslo b'pikadon. It was already pikadon by you before you made the loan. So then you are allowed to hold on to the pikadon to make him pay. And that is one way to get out of the ktosis problem of holding on to a pikadon as payment for the loan." Choshen Aaron says another eitzah to get out of the ketosis problem. Right, the ketosis problem is based on me holding on to a pikadon of someone when he owes me money, and then Hashem will say, look, you gave me my nesham, your nesham is a pikadon, so I'm not going to give it back either. But suppose I'm not taking it as a pikadon. I'm not planning on holding it as payment. I'm not trying to keep it for the loan. All I'm doing is, I'm saying I'm not going to give this back to you until you go to a din Torah with me. I'm holding it as a mashkon until you go to a din Torah with me. I don't plan on keeping this car as payment. I know that it's your car. I'm not going to steal it from you. I'm not going to say, oh, I have this car, so I'm going to sell it and pay for it. I'm just holding it as a mashkon until you go to a din Torah. So in that case, the Choshen Aaron says that could be even the Ktos would agree it's okay. The Ktos's objection is to make it a pikadon, to take a pikadon as payment. Right, just like Hashem doesn't take our neshama as payment for all our aveiros every night, so the same thing, we shouldn't take our lova's pikadon as payment for the loan that the money that he owes us. But if I'm not taking it as payment, you can have your car back, you have everything back. I just want you to go to a din Torah with me and let's decide who's right over here about this loan. So in that case, the Choshen Aaron says the Ktos could have no objection. The Ibi Omer says, Pashit, if it wasn't a pikadon, it was just that he left it at your house by mistake. You know, you had the fortune that he came to visit you one day and he left his mink coat in the closet. So that's not a pikadon. That's just that you have maybe a chiyuv hashavas aveda. So then you could say, look, I have to give you back an aveda, but you owe me money. If you pay me the money, I'll give you back your aveda. And that, Ravadi Yossi says, would be pashut, would be okay. So this is the second eitzah. Even though you're not allowed to take a mashkin from someone who you lend money to, that's an issur d'oraisa, lo sova lo beiso. But if he gave you something, some property as a pikadon, so that is a way of getting out of the problem. You can't just stop to hold the pikadon as payment, the Ktos says, because that's against the Zohar HaKadosh, but maybe you have an ability to hold it as a mashkin to force him to pay. So reviewing what we learned tonight, together with what we had last week, we said that there's a rule that you're allowed to take the law into your own hands. But that, we said, applies to a theft. that's if he still has your property, you're allowed to go say, I want my, you took my property, I'm taking it back because you have it in your house. I have the right to take it back from you. So that is by a theft. However, if it's a loan, if I lend someone money and he's not paying me back, even though I could prove it in Bez and I have a star that he needs to pay me back the money, I could prove it. I have good proof. I'm not allowed to take the law into my own hands in that case because there's an Isser D'oraisa of Losov Vachus Tamag. You're not allowed to go into his house to take a mashkin. You can't take a mashkin from a loga. That's a Ramah possible. However, we learned tonight that there might be two possible ways of getting out of that. One is the Imri Bino's Eitzah based on Rabbein Atam that I'm not allowed to take a mashkon, but if I take the tires, and that's what the that's what will be a psak over here, if I will take the tires and take them straight to the Beis Din, so then I would have a right to say, Beis Din, paskin, how much these are worth, this is the full payment in full. That's not what the person did over there in Haifa. That's why he lost the case, by the way. He had taken the tires as a mashkin and he lost because he had no right to take it as a mashkin. He did a nisir, he was called a gazlan, and he lost the case over there in Haifa. But the Meribina says, if he would have not done it like that, he would have taken the tires. That's why it's good to ask a shayla if we do these things. If he had taken the tires and say, this is the payment in full, I'm just going to Beis Din to find out what it's worth. So I'm not acting as a Beis Din myself. The Beis Din will assess it. So that was one eitzah we said that was possible. The second eitzah we saw was from the Rishonim already, the Rivash, the Ramah Paskin said that if it's a pikadon, if somehow I have a pikadon of his, so I'm not taking a mashkan. It's a pikadon, I'm holding it already, so that I could take as payment. However, there's a hashkafuk inyan of the ktzos bringing from the Zohar HaKadosh, it's not right. We give our neshama as a pikadon every night, and Hashem gives it back to us, even though we owe him plenty, so we shouldn't do that to other people. To avoid that problem, Choshen Aharon advises, don't keep the pikadon as payment. It's the opposite, right? By the first eitzah, we're saying, take it as payment. And that way, you're not called doing a mashkan. Over here, we're saying, you have a pikadon, don't take it as payment. Make it a mashkon, and then you haven't, because this mashkon is mutter. The only time you can't make a mashkon is going to his house. But if you have the property in your house already, you can turn that into a mashkon, and in that way, you can take him to the Torah and win the case, hopefully, and if you have Siyata Dishmaya.